wanted to give you guys an update on the post game from yesterday, where I talked about my butt pain problems. I wasn't feeling any of them until right now. It just like kicked in. I have like a weird muscle in my right butt cheek that like is somehow strained, and it spasms, and then hits my sciatic nerve, and it feels like someone's stabbing my ass. And it really hurts when I'm sitting for too long, and I've been sitting here for too long. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
Initially funny, and then it got serious.
The stabbing her ass part was a little funny again for a second.
It made me think of like a bad scene. Well, they're all bad scenes in Scream.
I feel like
that would happen in the movie Scream.
Someone gets stabbed.
Yeah, stabbed in the ass, and they leave the knife in the ass, and like
So anyway, we'll go from that update to a continuation of our very important discussion on candy. That discussion took place during the break, and then we talked about it a little bit during the main show, but we want to elaborate now for the post game. So Ben likes a lot of candies that I like. However, he likes licorice, black licorice, which is, it's just,
red licorice is just candy. Black licorice is a different thing. It shouldn't even be in the same category as red licorice.
What is it made with, fennel?
With fennel, it's licorice. Licorice is, I think it's from the liqueur tree. I don't know.
Not a tree.
Yeah. Isn't licorice root. A root plant?
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. It's gross.
So you respect it. First of all, you just gave me this artificially flavored thing, and now talking about the integrity of licorice because it's not.
Did you think that the flavored Tootsie Fruit Chew was somehow like
a natural from
Whole Foods?
No, it just goes to your argument that black licorice is better because it's somehow more
respectable. I'm just saying red licorice is just, look, I get it. This violates my standard. I don't like candy that is obviously not food. Except for the ones that I like.
Is candy ever food? Well, candy's never food.
I'm just saying, like a Snickers bar seems like
nuts,
it might.
Right?
It's got nuts. It's got nougat. And you know,
what
caramel.
Is
like it's like
that's
it's,
what we need
it's
to
the difference
out.
Between something like chocolate and caramel and like just like Pop Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things in the Pop Rocks family. Things there are certain kinds of candy
still making Pop Rocks, huh?
That just gross me out. Like I think. There's two manufactured. Mm-hmm. That said, I was in New York. You can't find them even like anywhere else on the East Coast that I've seen. They might be in Philly or something. But did you grow up out here?
Yeah.
So you probably won't even know. Chuckles mean anything to you?
What?
Laughter.
Laughter. Chuckles. Do you know Chuckles? Anybody in the studio know Chuckles?
Edwin knows Chuckles.
Bart knows Chuckles. Okay. Probably. Yeah. Bart
it's a type
Chuckles.
Of candy or it's a place.
It's a kind of candy. They're five different fruit. Chews with coated in sugar, not overly coated in sugar, but pretty coated in sugar. And they're each like, you know, this, they're like two of these together, right? But they're long, they're rectangles.
Okay.
And it's lemon, orange, cherry, lime, which is bad.
lime is always bad.
And licorice. The middle one is licorice. They're so good, but so it was in New York, I bought 10 packs of Chuckles because you can't get them out here. And I brought them home and I had one a night for 10 straight days.
Oh, wow.
Just one Chuckle one pack?
One sleeve, one the full sleeve. But you have to eat.
Because it's an experience.
You eat the lime first, get it out of the
Why
way.
Why not throw
but you
it
have
away?
To, you suck the sugar off, throw it away. It's not horrible. You suck the sugar off and then you eat it and it's all chewy. And it's like, it tastes like a juji fruit that has been, like spend a little bit of time in the microwave, and then you eat the licorice one because again licorice is great, but sometimes licorice flavored things.
Yeah, you're
great.
Going from worst to best here.
Right, and then the other three, the lemon, the cherry, and the orange, they're pretty much indistinguishable. They're the fun flavors, and you can attack those any way you see fit.
Hmm.
But they stick around New York. Any bodega in New York, any newsstand in New York, you can buy Chuckles, but you can't find them out here anywhere. Maybe some specialty store.
Hmm. Other candies I hate, jelly beans.
I literally, it's like we are from different worlds.
We are.
Like no jelly beans, not even Jelly Belly, not even peach or blueberry jelly bellies or coconut jelly bellies.
This is very specific. Is that, that's the Jelly Belly thing, is the exotic flavors that aren't.
Well, I mean.
They also make like vomit and stuff like that.
Okay.
Those taste like
they're bored.
No. They literally have like vomit and snot flavors.
Jelly bellies?
They do, but it's like more of a novelty thing than
Jesus, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
So
no jelly beans.
No, I'll eat, but I only like jelly. I don't like the jelly beans with the hard shell, and but like the slightly where you bite into it and you taste like there's something on the outside of this. That's the great thing about Jelly Bellies is that they just just burst with delicious flavor. But I don't like a full. I love the peach Jelly Belly, and which is indistinguishable from the tangerine Jelly Belly. Good luck finding that at a pack that has both of them in it.
So you might be able to, I think.
I can. This peach is a little darker, so the peach, blueberry. I don't love blueberries much as I used to, but I mean a big bag that is just peach and coconut Jelly Bellies.
So
oh my god!
Conversation. It's
oh my god! It's so good. I could eat them forever.
No, I don't like
jelly. There's no point that I'll stop.
No Jelly Bellies. I don't like gummy worms.
Oh, I don't like gummy bears.
Come regular gummy worms. He's up in arms about this.
This is absurd.
I think it's like the fruit family of candy. I don't particularly
what
enjoy.
What are you in
chocolate base?
Yeah, I'm
like I can do chocolate candy, but like
any day. Yes.
But I guess I'm discovering.
Seems a little racist, but whatever.
Again, is it racist?
Yeah. No, chocolate candy is it wins. But that doesn't mean
that's candy.
But the funny thing is that I'm grossed out by gummy bears and gummy worms. They're gross.
Wrong.
Right, but somehow Chuckles.
If they're sour, Chuckles seem okay with them. Like Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, I love Sour Patch Kids.
I'll eat those.
I would starve to death.
I know you would not.
What? What is your favorite, Ambria?
My favorite candy.
Yeah, and you can also include chocolate in the conversation too. Like I think that it's important to have. Okay, I think it's important to have a debate about the best candy bar.
Oh yes. Yeah, like, okay, let's do that.
So
just like in this, like in the store.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So nothing
purchased oddly today. I went to CVS and I was like, I'm gonna buy a Snickers bar.
Snickers are delicious.
That is your. I mean, there are variations on the Snickers. I prefer Snickers almond if I'm gonna have a Snickers.
I don't like it because somehow I tried it. I thought I would like it better because I like almonds better than peanuts. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Right? But somehow eating the Snickers almond, I was like, no, it's not a Snickers bar. Like then it doesn't taste like.
It's a Mars. And I think that's why I like it because I used to like Mars.
I don't care
bars.
For a Mars bar.
Do they make them anymore?
I think you.
Well that's why you didn't like Snickers almond.
Right. I mean, I didn't dislike it, but also I had a Milky Way last week. I haven't eaten a candy bar.
Milky Way is just there's.
You gotta put it in the freezer. But you feel like you're gonna go to the dentist after. My tooth's gonna break off when you freeze it.
And Three Musketeers are terrible too. Favorites.
Wait.
I agree with you on Three Musketeers. It's too light. It's too light. There's nothing. I'm like eating
it's
air.
Terrible.
Something's light. It's disgusting.
I'm forgetting the difference between Mars bars and Three Musketeers. No, Three Musketeers is just the chocolate.
It's chocolate, the nougat,
ass.
But it's the chocolate has been like air has been inserted into it, so it's super fluffy. The nougat is fluffy,
and there's nothing in there to break up the monotony.
And the chocolate is too light. Like it's like a dark chocolate. Three Musketeers might be interesting if such
maybe.
A thing existed.
And it needs to be. Smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, it's too big.
Almond Joy and Mounds are terrible also.
All right, this is, you literally, first of all, they're not.
I love just being upset.
Because you don't like coconut, right?
I do not.
Right, okay.
No.
If I'm having like a chocolate craving and Mounds, that's the only thing available, I'll eat it.
Okay.
But
I love
I feel like you guys are both gonna disagree with me on this.
Don't say like a Baby Ruth.
No, not Baby Ruth. My favorite candy bar is actually Butterfinger.
It's good.
I freaking love Butterfingers. They're so good. And yeah, it gets stuck all over your teeth and the roof of your mouth, it's just so good.
I don't care for Butterfinger. I mean,
really?
I'll eat it, but I don't. No, you know, I probably wouldn't eat a Butterfinger now.
Really?
Like, it's too.
I couldn't eat it in a car because it's crumbly as shit.
Yeah.
But I like Twix.
Oh, Twix is good.
Twix
is the most overrated thing in America. Yeah.
Says the guy who likes black licorice. I mean, I don't know.
But black licorice is not overrated. Like black licorice, people hate black licorice.
Yeah.
Right.
But you think people's love for Twix is unfounded?
Yeah, Twix. Twix still has commercials. Like it's doing so well that there's like a whole Twix ad campaign.
I would eat it when you get a party bag of candy. You only ever eat the Twix. And the Snickers.
And the Kit Kat?
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat with coffee. Kit Kat with coffee is like my ideal breakfast.
So white chocolate Kit Kat. Let me blow your mind. Mm. White chocolate Kit Kat.
I've had.
Right?
It's very good.
Okay, white chocolate is just.
I know.
White chocolate is an outrage. It's an abomination.
Well, you said I was racist. I'm trying to just.
Sure. Yeah, well, then you have to make up for your hatred of coconut. I mean, you just drove it home even more, right? You know, reverse racism's a thing. I like now this is about to be fun. I like dark chocolate so much better than milk chocolate, to the point now where milk chocolate kind of doesn't do anything for me. One of the reasons I like Snickers is the chocolate tastes slightly darker. Although they have a dark chocolate Snickers.
Way too much credit, I think.
Yeah, Snickers is like the seventh best candy bar, but it will always be seventh. You know,
yes,
like it's always reliable.
That's true. What about like Crunch?
So just like the chocolate with the crunchy rice stuff.
It's just fine.
Like a crackle?
It's just fine.
Or a Nestle.
I like a Heath bar and I like a Symphony bar.
Oh, Symphony. Heath and
now
Symphony.
You don't like those?
Well, Symphony's made up, but there's no such candy.
No, it's
it has like the toffee.
It's toffee and almond.
It's actually really good.
Well, I like that. If it's a dark chocolate?
I think they have dark chocolate.
I like the idea of now I'm like toffee and almond and
so
dark chocolate.
Good.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah,
so
get a Heath bar first and then go Symphony bars. Do they make them small or do you have to go to like the chocolate aisle and get the big ass?
I think you have to, I've never seen the small version.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it exists, but it's like hard to find. I don't know, I've never seen it.
And Rolos.
I've eaten so many of these that the thought of eating this one disgusts me. Edwin, can I give this to you?
Gee, Rolos.
I do like Rolos.
Edwin has turned it down.
So I have a funny story about Rolos. When I was starting grad school, I was going to buy a car. And I could only afford either a Toyota or a Honda. I was like, I need a reliable car. And I was trying to choose between the car, right? So I was going between both dealerships.
Corolla and Civic?
A Corolla and a Civic, right.
Sure.
And the guy at the Toyota dealership, he was like trying to get me to close. And he turns around at this little chocolate box and he's like, care for a Rolo? And it weirded me out.
So are you like against Rolo now?
I bought a Honda because I think it's weird to have individual Rolos in a box that you offer to people.
And he
didn't say care for candy, care for chocolate.
He said,
I feel
care
like if a guy offered me candy, I'd be weirded out by that. Like, you want some candy?
It was strange. I guess. But a singular Rolo.
The line, care for a Rolo is funny. It's totally.
So I
there was a great
he lost a sale.
Great episode of Sanford and Son. Because Lamont's friend was I'm sure Red Fox loved black licorice.
Probably the least of the worst
Lamont's
things he liked.
Best friend was Rollo, and Fred hated him. Maybe his name wasn't. I can't remember his name. I'm maybe confusing the stories, but he was kind of a player. He was always dressed real flashy, and Fred didn't like him. And he liked, but he. There's an episode, I just spit on you. There was an episode where he-
Thank you for letting me know.
Wipe that off.
It's probably all sugar.
Where he ate a Rollo and he offered one to Fred or somebody. He's like, you don't like Rollo? Rollos are delicious. You know, because you pop them out with
That's
your thumb.
Right.
Right? You each Rollo goes out your thumb.
It's kind of a shady candy if you think about it. And they're like gold, I don't know.
And then Fred says, you ever hear a Rollo derby? It's where I skate all over your face. And for some-
Oh my gosh.
And for some reason, struck me at 8 as the funniest thing I'd ever heard. And then I looked my whole life for opportunities to say, you're a Rollo Derby's wife.
You should work at a car dealership.
Has not come up, but I would have there. Right, exactly. Care for Rollo?
Should have bought a Honda or a Toyota.
Okay, so I know this is like kind of going in a completely different direction, but you mentioned Toyotas and Hondas. And so right now I'm actually in the process of like car shopping because I don't want to lease anymore. I just want to buy an economical car and then not have to think about it for a long time. And so I'm thinking about getting a Civic because they look nice.
You have a fancy car now, so you'd be downgrading.
I do. Oh, I'd totally be downgrading. But I don't even see it as downgrading. I see it as upgrading because I feel like my fancy car is so incredibly annoying, and I just don't want to deal with the annoyance of like.
Yeah, what's annoying about it?
Like, if my tire pressure is too low, it like keeps fucking reminding me about it. Like, I know
it's all the sensor stuff.
Yeah.
Honda's
gonna
do
the same thing.
Yeah, I hate that stuff. It's really annoying. It like and
I put black electrical tape over the warning.
No, but you know what? So
works.
Car that I have now, it's not just that it shows something on my dashboard. I'd be fine with that. Like, I'll just ignore it. Like, I don't care. But
it's hard to ignore because it's like, hey. Hey, Hey, Anna.
The beeping,
Anna, right? I'm okay, fine, I'll fix it.
No, but it's just, I mean, it doesn't tell me anything
I just can't help seeing it, like, because it's in my line of vision. I'm like, I know, you're yellow, fuck you.
Yeah, that's true. But what my car does is it disables certain things, certain features of the car until I get the issue fixed, right? Mm. And so, look, your tire pressure fluctuates sometimes depending on weather. And I know, like, the tires that I have, which I knew nothing about prior to realizing I needed to change them, they're run flat tires. So even if I have like a hole in the tire, you can still drive. Yeah. And so I know it's not like dangerous if the tire pressure is a little low, and I'll get them filled. Just leave me alone. Anyway, it'll disable features like the camera, the backup camera.
Oh, so it's petty.
It's petty and also insanely dangerous.
Republican car.
So dangerous. Like, that camera is there for a reason.
I told you to get the tires fixed, Anna.
Right.
Right, yeah.
And then it won't let me drive.
I will restrict your rights until you do what I want.
Yeah, you put in the GPS, like, yeah, I'm gonna.
So annoying.
You're gonna have to get an older model car to get around.
Not telling you how to get to Thousand Oaks.
I doubt that Hondas are that ridiculous.
Right.
But to get around sensors, like, my cars are, I feel like, the generation prior to, like, sensors. Mm-hmm. But they're, like, luxury cars. So, you know, you get the benefit of, like, a nice ride without being annoyed. But it's old, and now when I see a new Honda, I'm like, I want a new Honda.
The new Hondas are so nice. By the way, I swear we're not paid by them. I'm literally just telling you what I think.
Yeah, or a Toyota, or a, you know, whatever. But every new car is nice and, like, well appointed.
A new car is nice, especially if you get the, like, the luxury package, which I like.
Yeah.
I love driving, so I have to really like what I'm driving. We have one nice car, one car that's paid for, but it's not that. It's certainly not 2010 Ford Escape, before the Ford Escape became designed for women. Nothing personal. But when it at least
is
looks,
it now?
It is. It's all sloped and sleek and neat. It's horrible. But when I got
guys
it,
like
it was,
boxy and big.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's what I want. I want boxy car, looks like a man's car, like, you know. And I still have
those
that
dumbass but, commercials. Steak, and then it's like a GMC.
That's right. Yeah, right. Yeah. But my wife, I travel a lot, and so I figure when I travel, my car is nicer. I drive way more.
Right.
You know, and she. Obviously, we use my car when I'm gone. That's the car we use generally when we go anywhere together. She just took it. That's what she did.
What a boss.
Like, I was gone, and she's like, yeah. And she's like, the first couple days went by, and, like, she didn't take the car seat out of it. And now it's been a month, and she's like, yeah.
It's so nice.
Better. Yeah. It's just a much nicer ride.
Yeah.
And so now I got this car, and I'm thinking of tricking it out. Like, because I could
just
pay for
tricking it out. Yeah.
First two things.
Wait,
one, I just said tricking it out.
Yeah. What is the model of a car again?
It's a Ford Escape.
Don't.
You're going to trick out a Ford Escape.
Let me just tell you what tricking it out would mean for me. Slightly tinting the windows, which makes a difference to me, right? Just and getting nicer tires. That's it.
Okay, no rims, no spoiler, no.
I could talk myself into black tires. It's a black car with black tires, but nothing. I'm not sure 100% even know what a spoiler is. I'd be like, I need you to tint the windows so they're slightly illegal. And put nicer tires on that are.
Yeah.
You could talk me into almost anything. But they would be nicer. You'd notice the tires.
Yeah, just don't get that leather thingy that goes.
Oh, those are the worst. Why do people get those? Why? They cost so much money too. So I went on the Honda website just to, like, build my car and get an idea of how much it would cost, right? And so, like, there's all these options, like extra, you know. Whatever, accessories, exterior accessories. And that one of them is that leather thing in the front.
It's dumb.
It's just weird. And then what happens when it rains? You just get this smelly leather thing.
Yeah, I don't know what its purpose is. Is it like a buffer?
It's like putting a sweater on your dog. Like, it's just a little.
No. It's dumb.
No.
Why not
totally
on a cord?
Different.
That's like kind of a.
Because I want to get to a point where I don't have a car payment at all.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And also the Civics are so nice, and the Cords are bigger. Like, you probably
don't want to.
You know, this is a little.
I don't really want a bigger car though.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So get a Civic, but load it up. You don't have to get the leather bra.
No.
Don't do that. that.
But so, I mean, you know, you get leather and you get sunroof and you want the
I just want to get the, there's the hatchback version of the Civic and it comes with a sports package. Yeah. And I don't really care about like the speed or whatever. Like, I just think it looks nicer.
Yeah, so, yeah. Get what you like.
Yeah, so it's I might invest for that.
It was one of the best cars I've had.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it lasted a while.
They last forever. Yeah. I mean, I got the Ford. You know, it doesn't run right. It doesn't go as it should.
Yeah.
Like you accelerate, and it's a moment where it's like, all right.
Yeah.
They're company cars. Fords are company. Maybe I should be saying that. Yeah. But
it's the first car I've ever had that I bought and paid, and then I paid for it. Like, it's done.
Yeah, that's what I feel about my cars now. I bought them and
it's so nice, right? Yeah. Like, that's where I want to eventually get to. Because, like, the car I have now, I did get a really good deal on it. It's a lease. Mm-hmm. And I was going through, like, this stage of my life. Like, it was when I was single, and I don't know. I was like,
leasing is great during that period. You don't have to worry about anything. You just take it to the dealership, and they fix it, and you go about your day.
Exactly. And I also just kind of
not that that's your purpose.
No, but you can buy. You can buy it after the lease too.
You can, but like,
you never want it.
No, and okay, right, like you. I think I.
But we bought the car that my wife drives, another one she stole from me. That we bought our own lease. Like we look.
Oh, the first. Not
like we
the
leased
Escape.
It for 3 years. It's a Toyota. So, it's a 4Runner.
Those are nice.
Yeah, and then the lease was up, and we like looked at it. We're like, everyone that was being sold for like $3,000 more.
Yeah.
And we're like, I just buy it. We like
had
it.
Had owned it. Yeah. And you knew you had taken.
Right.
Care
we knew
of
it was. We knew it was in good shape, and so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought about doing that as well, because
I've done that 3 times.
Wow, really?
Yeah, one I sold to my brother. He bought it essentially, and I gave it. And then, and I did it with my mom's car too.
Oh,
my mom's
nice.
Car after the Fukushima, the Toyota. She had a Honda Civic, mm-hmm. and she'd had it for 3 years on the lease, and it had less than 7,000 miles on it. She was living in Florida. She started to get dementia. Wasn't driving anywhere. When she mm-hmm. did, she just drove to the market. So, and it was like $13,000. It had 7,000 miles on it. It had gone nowhere and it had been parked inside. So I knew, and it was so critical to get car production had slumped in Japan and they needed cars. So they were desperate to buy our car.
Wow.
Yeah, the dealer wanted to buy our car and he was like, no, it'll probably get sent to Japan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't quite follow, but I thought that was super interesting. But I was like, no, if you want to buy it that bad, since it's such a low price, we'll just buy it.
Hmm. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
You're like, no, we're not going to sell it to
you. Right.
Yeah. My car, if I were to buy the car that I'm leasing now, it would actually only be $5,000 more than the Honda Civic, right?
Oh, so you get a new Honda Civic or buy your car.
But like, so the car I have now, you guys know, it's a BMW. I've talked about it before. And it's a beautiful car. It's a great car.
Yeah, but it's a 3 Series. It was that was Jill Pike's line to Cenk.
No. I know Jill Pike has said that in the past or whatever, but
I don't even know.
An Armenian couple said the same thing to me. They're like, why did you get a 3 Series? Why didn't you get a 5 Series? I'm like, because I don't fucking want a 5 Series. First of all, 5 Series is much bigger. And go fuck yourself.
Get out of my business.
Jill used to host the show. She moved to DC, but she was funny and she was great, but she was like, oh, 3 Series, poser.
Just ridiculous. But anyway, and I thought about like, okay, well, if it's a better brand and I like the car, why not just opt to buy that lease? But it's the maintenance.
Yeah, cost of ownership. You have to think about Honda,
how many miles?
All right. 30,000 miles.
It's fun to get a new car. It's fun to have it. If you don't care.
Yeah,
I just don't want to spend like $2,000 every time I want to change the tires. And that's what it's like to have a BMW.
Easy.
Yeah. So anyway,
we've made your decision.
I've made my decision, so we'll see what happens. All right, guys. And by the way, if you're a Honda dealer and you want to give me a deal, like hit me up, okay? But like a real deal, okay? Not some bullshit like deal where you're putting me together.
Yeah, right? Not like where you make me pay full price, but you give me like a pack of Rolls. Right.
All right, guys. Thank you, Ambria and Ben. Check us out tomorrow. You guys aren't going to be here tomorrow. Maybe Ben is.
I'll be here tomorrow.
I won't be here.
Nope. Well, but hopefully you'll be here again soon.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that Ambria's coming
more
often.
It's like.
It's really good. All right, guys. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.